listening to this podcast right now. Do you want to hear a fucking podcast about anything and everything?
Yeah.
Like movies, music, television, and more?
Oh my God.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Yes.
Subscribe to Journey Into Comics Network, and you get Podcastrophe, hosted by me,
yes.
Dick. Why not throw a couple bucks to the Patreon? It's your choice. Yeah. This is a Podcastrophe.
That sounds so awesome.
The following is a Journey Into Comics Network production.
This is a tasty burger. You ever tried shawarma? There's a shawarma joint about two blocks from here. I don't know what it is, but I want to try it.
Do you want some coffee, Mr. Tully?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Is butter a carb?
Will you stop eating?
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the delicious Foodies Watching Movies. I am your host, Nate. This is episode 5 of season 2. And today, joining me, as always, the co-founder of Foodies Watching Movies, my co-host, Veronica. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. Very good today. I'm very tired, but I'm happy to be here.
I feel like that's a running theme.
Yeah, this is a reoccurring theme in my life, and I don't see it changing anytime soon.
I think that's just adulthood. Like, yeah. Oh, here we go. It's
Can
tired
I do the
time.
Hashtag this is 30?
Oh, sure. That's fair enough. But joining us today, as always, missed the last episode. We missed you so much on
not
the last,
as always.
But mostly as always. Damn, busts me out too. Ah, shit. Okay, well, joining us today, our newly joined co-host, Lauren. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going good.
We missed you, Lauren.
We did miss her.
I'm so happy you're back.
Yeah. You're having a lollipop.
Yes.
Or a Tootsie Pop, actually. Pop.
Well, yes. Sarah has procured all of these Halloween candy treats.
Which is probably a bad idea considering how tired we both are. Now we're just going to
Now we're going to eat all of this crap and it's all Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Pops. Like, all the worst freaking candies.
Veronica looks so offended right now and I'm looking at a delicious...
Don't want it.
the fruit chews that they make. They make
Jesus,
the lemon fruit
all of
chews.
That shit is just like, it turns into like rocks going down my throat. And I'm like, I don't need that in my life.
See,
I want like a Twix or a Butterfinger.
I have not nearly reached my quota on Tootsie Rolls at all this year.
I love that you have a
Well,
Tootsie
Well, we
quota.
Have a treat in store for you. Here, have this giant bowl of shit.
The winner of a 5-pound bag of Tootsie Roll exclusive candies.
Lauren, come on down.
You are the winner of The Price is Right, and the price was free. Enjoy.
God, why do we always have the worst candies?
I don't know. I don't like it.
But I did bring my little son's Halloween candy.
I told you, they're our candies now.
They're now our candies, and we're going to be eating them tonight because it's all of the favorite Halloween candies that I've like cherry-picked out of his bag. Because he's turning 4 tomorrow, which means he doesn't need all of that sugar, and I do.
Yeah, he goes into sugar mode.
Yeah, he's a beast. A total beast.
You know, I said that I wanted to tell Ollie that we ate his Halloween candies.
And I said that that was stupid and really mean, and I didn't want to do that.
Because of Jimmy Kimmel, right?
Yeah,
he didn't do it this year.
Yeah, because it's super mean.
You know what he did?
No.
He did it to his kid.
Oh, mean.
She didn't freak out. She was super cool about it. And she's like, hey, it's cool, Mom. Do you want this lollipop? Like, aww. It was like super adorable.
Well, Ollie was being super sweet and wanting to share his Halloween candy with me. And I'd be like, hey, buddy, can I have this one? Oh, yeah, sure. I don't care.
Yeah, like, of course you can have this Butterfingers, Ma.
Yeah, but he did have way too much Halloween candy this year. He OD'd on some candy. And I'm trying to wean it out of his life now by eating it myself.
So I want to know, okay, you're talking about Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. What is your guys' favorite Halloween candies? I think that's a great question for Foodies Watching Movies.
Oh, my God.
Like, I had to do the crazy intro there.
Okay, well, Halloween is always been my favorite holiday.
Word.
I mean, duh.
Yeah.
And So when I was little, my mom would take me trick-or-treating every year, and she'd always make my costume or buy me whatever costume I wanted. It was so rad, and we'd go all out. And she'd take me to all around. And then when we got home, we would always do an inventory, an audit and an inventory, and then we'd play candy store. And it was always so fun organizing all of the candies because I was a little OCD, you know, about it. And she always got to have my Snickers because I never like Snickers. I don't like the peanut candies.
What is up with that?
I don't know. As I'm getting older, I'm really appreciating Butterfingers. That's like my new favorite candy is Butterfinger.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What? I don't like that it gets stuck in my teeth, but I also like that it's delicious.
It's got a different cool texture, too. It's one of my favorite things about Butterfingers.
Honestly, are you going to ask me what my favorite candy
is? Oh, yeah. Of course I'm asking.
It's Tootsie Rolls.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. Well, then you win. You win really hard today.
Because I had a Facebook status update maybe like 5 years ago that said, attention, PSA to all children of the neighborhood. I have nothing but 5 pounds of Tootsie Rolls to give you tomorrow, and I'm hoping that all the Tootsies will not be in my belly by then.
Spoiler. I bet nobody came to the house either because nobody wants Tootsie Rolls.
Spoiler alert. Did you eat them all?
I'm pretty sure I ate the majority of them.
Amazing.
I never get trick-or-treaters at my house. We had a grand total of like 4, and it was like 2 groups of 2 kids.
Well,
I left a bowl of candy out and took Ollie trick-or-treating.
Well, and I actually was there. Mm-hmm. And I did some candy passing out as Negan, which was amazing.
Well, I didn't.
So much fun.
I took Ollie trick-or-treating to my dad's house while you were passing out candy at my house for me. So the little shits wouldn't egg my house or something for not having
candy. You're still paranoid about that.
Well.
It's Lowell.
I know.
Your guys' crime rate is like none.
Well.
I mean, as far as I know.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't remember. Oh, we were talking about our favorite Halloween candy. Lauren has says Tootsie Rolls are her favorite,
mm-hmm.
without question. You had said Butterfingers.
Yeah. How about you, Nate?
You know, it's all about that Snickers life.
Ew.
They're my favorite.
They're really good, too. I actually had a list at work that ranked, like, all the best Halloween candies, like the top 20, just came to my head. Mm-hmm. And Tootsie Rolls was, of course, number one.
Weird. Yes. I don't like them. I like the flavored fruit chews, like the orange ones or the pink ones, but I don't really like Tootsie Rolls.
I think it just depends on if you ate them a bunch as a kid, because I had Tootsie Rolls all the time around my grandma, and I love them. There's a nostalgic taste about them.
Yeah.
My grandma always had chocolate bars, Hershey chocolate bars.
My grandma had those,
too. Fruit Stripe gum.
Oh, Fruit Stripe gum. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was just talking to Oliver the other day about the kind of cool... My son, Oliver, has just recently discovered the joys of chewing gum, and he's obsessed with it. He loves gum.
I
never really did either, but then I was just thinking back on my childhood of all the different kinds of gums that were so fucking rad, like in the 90s, and you had like...
Zebra Stripe.
The Zebra Stripe fruit gum, which my grandma always had, and she had orange Tic Tacs too. And then my favorite, though, was the little pink jug of gum that had a shit ton of powdery like stuff in it. Bubble jug or something like that.
Yeah, I remember.
That was my favorite. It was like Hawaiian punch flavored bubble gum, and it was my jam.
You would just like pour the powder into your... You would just pour the powder
into your... I would just pour the jug into my mouth.
Oh, into your mouth.
And then once I had too much gum, I'd spit the gum out and then just continue eating the vast quantities of pink powder that was in there.
You salivate a lot when you do that.
Yeah, whatever. It was delicious, and I wish that they still made that product. But a close like second to that is the bubble tape, which I'm going to let Oliver try for his birthday because I think that he would find that fun.
Yeah, I think so, too. What... Because one thing that also goes with Halloween is like dressing up. And I think as kids and adults, you maybe get a different appreciation or perspective. But what's like the coolest or your like favorite costume you've ever done for Halloween? Lauren, what do you think?
I honestly cannot remember the last time I really went as anything for Halloween.
Hmm.
Probably. Wah, wah. Yeah. I mean, this year I kind of wore a wig at the beginning, but then I ended up taking it off. And then last year I went as, like, all I had on last year was, like, this rainbow-colored wig.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I was wearing.
And I think that's all I did.
The year before that was when I did that. The year before that, I was living in Seattle. And then, like, the two or three years before that, I was living in Seattle, and I didn't do anything out there. So the last time I was probably anything was probably when I was living here in my own apartment.
Oh.
But I can't remember what I went as.
Damn.
Probably something kind of skanky.
Yeah. Well, that goes hand in hand with Halloween, you know.
There are some ridiculously, like, as the years have gone on, they've pushed the peak of, like, trashy Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't need a slutty SpongeBob. I'm sorry. No. It doesn't make any sense, you know.
Everything, it has to be slutty if it's for the women.
Well, yeah, well, I think make your own costume and be creative.
Yeah.
I feel like a superhero when it's Halloween, because, like, what can I create? You know,
yeah,
like,
you were Negan this year.
That was cool. I did that kind of last year, but I didn't, like, commit, and this year I shaved my facial hair off.
And you hated it, and I've been complaining about it ever since.
I feel better now, because it's starting to grow back in, and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, you're looking more you.
I feel like me again, yeah, so that's great. Mm-hmm. But it was cool being Negan. We actually had somebody come to your house that wanted to, like, come back because they wanted a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is very
bizarre.
And
you had Lucille.
Yeah, of course I have Lucille.
And you were being a weirdo.
Yeah, because I just, like, I put your lamp outside because your porch light doesn't work. So I put the lamp outside. And then, you know, I left the bowls of candy. So people were like, oh, there's a place to trick-or-treat. And they'd start to walk up. And as they would walk up, I had all the lights in your house off. I would just, like, step up to the glass on the door and just, like, tap Lucille on the window. But the light was just barely coming in on my face, so it looked like, I'm sure extra creepy, you know?
Yeah.
What
a weirdo.
Of course I was being a weirdo. It's Halloween. It's fun. You got it. But I was, like, I committed to the Negan role. I was the whistle and everything.
I'm glad you had fun.
Also, I want to mention that we had a couple of shows a couple weekends ago, and I fucked my voice up, so if I'm sounding a little...
Yeah, we did a lot of gigs with our band, like, all of October, because it's kind of like our season.
Yeah.
Being a Misfits cover band, you know.
Tribute.
Whatever.
I hate that word, cover. Ugh. But we were talking about costumes. Mm-hmm. To get back to it. Mm-hmm. Your favorite costume all time? What's something that's memorable for you?
Mm. Well, as you already both know, I'm a big fucking nerd.
Yep.
And I love Halloween.
Yep.
So I've had a lot of fun dressing up over the years. And I have to say, probably my favorite all-time costume was one that my mom made me. It was a Cleopatra one from when I was a little girl. And I remember we went to, like, I think it was like Joanne Fabrics or something, some fabric store, and we picked out the pattern, and it was this really cool, like, white toga with a cool bib with beads and shit all over it, and, like, a headband with a snake and whatnot. And we picked out all the fabrics that we wanted to use, and it was so fun. And I felt like Elizabeth Taylor.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Elizabeth Taylor was a movie actress, so that kind of, like...
Well, yeah, Cleopatra's was always one of my favorite night movies because I could just put it on, and within about 5 minutes of listening to Rex Harrington, I'd just fall asleep.
Just put you out.
Yeah, it was great.
Soothing voice of Rex Harrington.
Yeah.
My favorite Halloween costume all time best of the best for me. I did the Joker from The Dark Knight, but I did Nurse Joker.
Oh yeah, so I saw pictures of that.
I wore the nurse's outfit and I actually had prosthetics. That's hard to say.
Prosthetics
done to my face to look like him. Like, I had the scars and everything, and had the wig, and I walked all funny and talked weird and creeped people out. That was amazing. That was, yeah, like one of the most fun times I've had. I like the Joker character so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I have a whole podcast about nerdy shit, because I'm a nerd. But, you know,
true that.
Moving forward, today we actually have some stuff on the plate. Haha, see what I did there? On the plate for this episode, right?
Lauren looks so unimpressed.
I know, she was just like, oh, puns.
So punny.
So many puns.
I struck out on the pun. Punny. I know, it was bad.
Okay, so what the fuck were we talking about today?
We're going to do a little, we want to talk about, like, Pineapple Express. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah, because we had fish tacos today. Because we were inspired by one of our favorite movies, Pineapple Express. So Nate made these stellar pineapple peach fish tacos.
Yeah, they weren't as good as I wanted them to be, but with what I was working with, they weren't bad.
No, they weren't bad. I ate it. I liked it. We had French fries on the side, and what did you season that with?
Okay, so the French fries, you were like, you got to spray them with the spray.
To get them crunchy, because they're just frozen fucking French fries.
We did not have a spray.
Right, we were out of that.
So you're like, drizzle olive oil. And I was like, drizzling could be so difficult, because not everything gets covered, doesn't cook properly. So I literally just drizzled it all the way across and just bathed it.
Just tossed them.
Tossed it, and after I got done tossing it in just the olive oil, I retossed it with salt and pepper. And then once they were on the pan, I sprinkled a little bit of cinnamon, just a pinch.
Mm-hmm. They had a nice little sweetness to them, but I really liked the pepper on them. They turned out good. Not bad for buying them for like $2 at Target.
Yeah.
Market pantry French fries are the bomb, the shoestring kind.
Yeah, they win. They were good, I thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you think of dinner?
I really liked it.
Cool.
Did you eat your coconut shrimp, which we also had?
Not really.
Oh, man. I don't know why. They're so good. It was like little dessert. Aldi's brand coconut shrimp.
That's so weird. Aldi's has some good stuff.
They've got some good stuff. And they finally just finished remodeling the one in my town so I can finally get groceries again.
Like, listen to me. The cheesecake Lauren brought the last time we did an episode?
Yeah, well, that was from Aldi's, right?
I can't stop thinking about how delicious it was.
That was really good.
I really want more, yes.
We should definitely get more.
But back to Pineapple Express, we were talking about, like, what do we want to do tonight for foodies? We got to come up with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I just threw out, like, why don't we do fish tacos? Because there's the line in the movie about fish tacos, and then Pineapple Express, blah, blah, blah. It kind of sells itself.
Yeah, we had this wonderful pineapple from Aldi's yet again.
Pineapple Express used to be my night movie for like 6 months. For real. Because it was just, the first time I saw it, it was so funny. Starts in black and white. It's like a, you know, movie from the 40s, kind of. And then it transitions to this like modern day hilarious stoner flick. Franco and Rogan, they can do no wrong in my book. Like, every movie they've done together, I'm just like, you win all of my votes.
This is the End is amazing.
This is the End is one of my all-time favorite Rogan and Franco movies.
That is one of Nate's all-time favorite movies.
Like,
me and Keith Evans, we went to go see, what was it? It was Girls Trip, maybe?
Yeah.
The one with, like, the all-black cast.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to go see that, and we both agreed that Girls Trip was like the funniest movie to come out since This Is the End.
Wow. That's high praise.
It was very good.
I'll have to see it.
We are going to check out Girls Trip.
Yeah, we haven't watched any like new movies that have just recently come out. We haven't been in the movies in a while.
It just came out.
Spidey. It's the last time.
Yeah, Spider-Man was the last movie we went and saw.
Looking at going to Thor.
What?
Looking at going to Thor.
Yeah, we wanted to go see Thor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's getting amazing reviews at the box office.
It looks like it's going to be one of the better of the Thor movies, because the first two were super snooze fest, in my opinion.
Well, the first two are so trying to do Thor the old stiff, tight way of thinking about Thor.
Right. He's this Norse guy. And now with, I think, the success of Guardians of the Galaxy and that franchise and that humor, that they're trying to get that with this new Thor release.
And Hemsworth is so funny. He was great as the host on SNL.
He was really funny.
So
he's adorable. He was funny.
80% of Thor Ragnarok is improv.
Really?
Really.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Taika Waititi, who did What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes, that's amazing. I posted a link to it yesterday, last night on my Facebook. Oh, it was, we're werewolves, not swearwolves. That's such a good line in the movie.
I didn't see it.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
It's amazing. You need to watch it.
Okay.
I think I saw it when it came out.
I'm actually going to get the Blu-ray here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah? Sweet. Is that good, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Taika Waititi is a director from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually also plays a CGI character in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, really?
Who's apparently like the show stealer. Because he just like, the humor is just so perfect, you know.
And of course, everybody loves Loki.
And you have Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
As Hulk.
Oh, I can't wait to see this movie all of a sudden.
The cast is amazing. And then, what is her name? She's playing Hela. I can't. think of her name. Moving forward,
that chick with the British accent. Does she have a British accent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know her name.
Yeah. I totally biffed.
I'm excited about this movie. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going to get like Marvel fatigue.
What are you guys going to go see in like 2 weeks from today? Or are you going to go see the Justice League?
Yeah, we're going to go see Justice League.
Yeah, that's like that's like a JIC network get together we're doing that has no podcasting because it's overtaken everything. And we just want to like a day where we can all just hang out and not have to be committed to sitting in front of microphones.
So we're just going to go and see this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be a lot of fun. Brandon has maybe talked about doing some kind of like,
I don't know how I'm feeling about the Justice League movie. I feel like I would need to watch a trailer of it again just to like get in that headspace. I Batfleck, you know, I don't know. I hope that this movie is a little bit lighter and, I don't know.
The movie's definitely going to be lighter.
But Gal Gadot's in it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I love her, so I'll see it just for that.
Isn't Jason Momoa in it, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's in that, too.
And
okay, yeah.
You know,
oh, and then the whole Ezra Miller thing.
As the Flash, you know what's weird? I think he's actually going to be a better part of the movie. He's not my Barry Allen.
No.
Like, he's not Grant Gustin, sorry.
And no one ever will be.
Correct. but
he will. Grant Gustin will always be the Flash for me.
Correct. He's done an amazing job with that role.
Yeah, I love the Flash. And we didn't get to watch last week's episode, so we need to catch up.
Oh God, and Stranger Things has come out.
I know, and we're like on episode 5 of that, so we've only got a few more to go.
Yeah. I'm on the beginning of episode 5.
Us Dig too. Dug.
Yeah. That's where we stopped. That's weird.
That's great. Let's all binge watch the shit out of that tonight after this podcast, and then we'll talk about it next time.
Cool. I'm down. Totally.
Let me have a sip of your pop.
Sure. You need some pop?
I do.
No
Thanks.
Problem. We can do
I'm
that
thirsty.
On the podcast today. So we're going to talk about a wide array of things. There's a lot of different like news things in the movie world. A lot of dark shit going on with like the different allegations against different people. And like
Lauren had brought it up earlier in reference to Kevin Spacey.
Man.
And how there's allegations of sexual misconduct like years ago.
But even people on the House of Cards teams have claimed that there's been stuff like that happening.
Really?
Correct.
This is very disappointing news for me personally because I've always been fond of Kevin Spacey.
Same.
I love all of the movies that he's done, and
I
it's
really
just like,
him in the
oh.
Life of David Gale. That was a really good one.
He's been in a lot of fucked up movies.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about American Beauty.
Seven. He was in Seven.
Oh my God, it's Seven and The Usual Suspects.
The Negotiator is one that comes to mind if you ever saw it with Samuel L. Jackson. He's spot on as the good bad guy, you know? And that's a role he nails. But it's bizarre because there's some stuff going on where like, okay, Kevin Spacey was fired from House of Cards. House of Cards is effectively done.
Yeah, I heard that they were already planning on this being its last season before this all happened.
Correct.
That was like already announced.
Correct. And then now that's all been canceled. The show's pretty much done.
Right.
No Kevin Spacey, no show. It's over, right?
And now they're talking about a spinoff that doesn't include his character or whatever.
But also, Danny Masterson now has allegations against him.
I heard about that, too.
Here's the thing that I think is troublesome, and I want your guys' perspectives and be as brutally honest as you can. Is it fucking weird that Kevin Spacey got the axe and all this stuff because it was, homosexual activity, if you will, and the Danny Masterson thing is like a rape allegation, and he's not been fired from his show. Netflix has not done anything against Danny Masterson. Like, this stuff is very bizarre how, it seems like situationally.
Just because it was.
It's like the same kind of thing. And one was treated one way, and the situation has a slight difference, and one was treated a different way, and obviously has a slight other difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know enough details. I'm not educated enough on the subject to have an opinion about it.
Fair
you
enough.
Know?
Fair enough. I mean,
I would have to know, like, all of the details about that, like what are the actual allegations, like were there police reports filed, like I don't know.
Lots
I have
of
to
questions.
Think about that.
Yeah,
I don't want to think about that. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's super sad.
Thoughts?
I don't honestly even really know what the allegations were, like she was saying. Like I don't quite understand like completely what he's been accused of. I just know that it's been
well what I've been reading lately on the interwebs, if you will. Like, I read an article just the other day about that actor Corey Feldman and how he was talking about how he's been a victim.
He was going to have that show at Big Shots on Friday, but he canceled it because...
Oh, I didn't know it got canceled.
Yeah, he canceled it because there were, like, threats on his life.
Holy shit.
There's been some crazy stuff with that. He actually said...
Because he's coming out with accusing people?
He came out in 2011, though, about being sexually abused, and they're just now, like, right. making a
And Well, the article I read was an interview with him, and he was talking about how... This isn't news. He's been talking about it since like 1992 or 1993.
Correct, because
and he filed a police report back then in the 90s, but the police were more interested in trying to nail Michael Jackson that they didn't give a fuck about some guy that was having a pedophile to like club in Hollywood for young teens or whatever. And he was the victim and they were victim shaming him essentially. And his point of view is that he's been victim shamed like since the early 90s because all these people have money and all these people have power and,
well, and then
nobody wants to fuck with that.
And then how interesting is it that he raised his voice in the 90s and he kind of went away as an actor for a
exactly.
long time.
You like, get blacklisted when you like, do shit like that, totally when you fuck with up. People's livelihoods, you know? And all of those people in Hollywood probably have like fixers that they can call and shut people up or pay people off or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All that shit's deeply connected. It's fucking weird.
Either that or maybe I've just seen too many movies. I don't know. Shit's dark these days, guys.
Yeah. I mean, I just, the world we live in now, I feel like being a creep like that is just, it's such a fail on people's parts because like, you're not going to get away with it now.
But no, don't you think that now that all of this is in the public, like, okay, so I could go two ways about this. I could say like, this is just probably some weird government distraction. Like, here, talk about all of this shit while all these awful things are happening that the media isn't going to report about while everybody's distracted by this bullshit. Not to say that, that what is happening was bullshit, but I'm just saying. And then the other way I could go with it is, like, this is all coming to light now, and people are talking about it, and it has a platform now, and it's getting exposed, and more actors and actresses in Hollywood are calling out people, like, either on their Twitters or just public statements, you know? So I don't think that it's a bad thing that it's being talked about. I mean, maybe it could be something that...
leads to real change.
Leads to real change,
needs to happen.
Exactly.
This shit is... it's troubling and gross and weird because what happens is in the Hollywood world is if you are a person who is in power or possesses any kind of levity over anybody else and has any kind of leverage against anyone else, you can use that because who's going to believe little old you versus rich ass me?
Right.
And that's been the war.
I read that article about the chick from Game of Thrones, that actress, Lena Headey. She was talking about, I think she was one of the people that was talking about Weinstein and how she was sexually like harassed by him and was asked to like come up to his hotel room with her after like reading a script or whatever. And she like denied his advances and then he just like blackballed her.
Yeah, it's messed up. And
it's fucked up that people have the power to do that to you, you know?
And I guess the other question, and this is just a little bit of devil's advocate, but does the people who perpetuated that in the first place and allowed him to become that monster by going, okay, fine, sure, if it'll get me the role.
Right, but this is generationally been going
on.
And now, like, that kind of shit was what was the norm in the 80s and the 90s and probably the aughts. And now it's like, everybody's so PC now, everybody's picking at everybody else. This whole thing is kind of like Rome and crumbling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dark.
Ugh.
The fires Where's of Pompeii. Where's my Pepsi?
I need your Pepsi. Mine's gone.
Mine is also pretty much gone.
Well,
you're probably going to
have
to go
I
to the fridge and get more
them.
Pepsis.
Yeah, you guys should have gotten bottled waters.
I'm so sorry. That's
God,
a fail on
I know.
My part.
I am so dehydrated.
That's utter fail on my behalf. Water. Damn.
Well, we got lost in Target today. I had to pick up some stuff for my kid's birthday party tomorrow. And, we got sucked into the 70% off Halloween shit and had to peruse for a few minutes or like 20. and we it's got like off, time travel. Got off track. Yeah, we time traveled today. I feel like I've led like 10 lives already today.
So, you know what we haven't done in a really long time? I was thinking about this. We haven't done any of our weird like movie to movie or movie any mashup
foodie
or
games?
Any of the foodie games. And Lauren's new to the crew. Mm-hmm. We've actually never, I don't think we've done any of these with AP either, but I guess is there, you know, there's no time like the present.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple different games we can play. I'm going to kind of give you player's choice. So
I think
I said,
we should play one that doesn't require a ton of thinking just because of the whole like dead air issue.
Oh, I can make
I
sure.
I want to keep this not boring for our listeners.
Oh, well, that's
I love
super.
You, listeners.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Thanks for listening to Foodies Watching Movies.
Yeah. Check us out on our various platforms.
Hold on. Let me check the time real quick. Before we get into this game, let me see something here real quick. You know what, folks? Before we get into the back half of the episode,
mm-hmm.
we're going to take a commercial break, but there's no commercial. I want you to sit tight. Coming up in a couple seconds are, what are
our
we going to call
co-host.
Him?
Our co-host.
Yeah, but I want to use a, he's like a...
Our man on the
a
go.
A field reporter.
Oh,
he's
our field
reporter.
That's adorable.
Okay. So our field reporter, AP, is in Colorado right now, and he is going to be reporting about... some
yes,
of the food he's had while in Colorado. He's also going to give us a brief review of Thor Ragnarok. So stick around, listen to his review. The three of us foodies are going to go take a quick commercial break,
we'll be right back.
Stick around.
Hey there, Foodies family. I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. My name is Andrew Port, and I'm a co-host of Foodies Watching Movies. And though I can't be there in person, I want to give a shout out to my other fabulous co-host Nate, Veronica, and Lauren for putting on a great show. As they may have talked about earlier in the episode, I am traveling for work, so I am stuck in the great state of Colorado, but I wanted to make sure I was still a part of today's episode, so I wanted to talk about some of the food I've had since I've been out here. And two restaurants I want to bring to mind, they're both I had burgers at both of these places. One was at a restaurant called Illegal Burger, which is a restaurant just outside of Denver that does locally sourced, all house prepared, nothing frozen. Everything's prepared for your order. All the buns are baked that day. So it was very delicious, at least. So I had what's called an undercover burger because it's Illegal Burger. All their food had a similar theme. So I had what is called an undercover cheeseburger, which is a beef patty, hickory smoked bacon, cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, red onion, pickles, mustard, and ketchup. And also came with waffle fries with chipotle ranch dipping sauce. Now, all that was very delicious. The only thing I didn't quite like about it was very messy because of the amount of sauce and stuff on it. So as you take a bite into that sandwich, you're just getting stuff all over your hands. I remember having to go wash up because of the mustard and the ketchup and everything. But otherwise, so good. And that Chipotle Ranch with the waffle fries, it was just amazing. I would definitely probably want to try that again. And the pretzel bun really made it. If I can get a pretzel bun, I usually always go for it. It just adds that little bit something extra that I always enjoy. But like I said, It's everything's locally sourced, so you have to wait a little bit for your food, but it is beyond worth it, and the presentation alone is great. I took some pictures while I was there, so I'll put that up on our Instagram today, which I guess will be a few days ago by the time you see this. So, yeah, very good, and I highly recommend it. And another place I went to was the Blue Moon Brewery, which was, the Blue Moon Brewing Company, I guess is its official title, which isn't... It's tied to Blue Moon. They don't brew their most popular, which is the Belgian White, because they do it at the Coors plant, because that's where the Blue Moon for distribution is bottled. So, went there, watched a little bit of the last game in the World Series, had a belly slide burger, which is a blend of Wagyu beef and Berkshire pork, Swiss cheese, house pickles, triple play mustard, and fries. Also talking about a burger here, but this was phenomenal. That blended burger patty was just It was mouthwatering. It was delicious. After a long day at work, it just made a nice way to top that off. Only complaint would be that the amount of mustard was just a little too much for me. You almost had to like take a break because of that amount, that flavor blast that is mustard. It was like, so if I was to have that sandwich, I would ask for like 50% less mustard. I think that would make it a phenomenal burger. I accompanied that with a Brett Moon, which is essentially a Blue Moon that's fermented with Chardonnay grapes, which makes it more of like a Saison for those familiar with beer lingo. So it was light, it was crisp. I really enjoyed it. It really complemented the burger well, and it just made for kind of a great day. Just relax with some coworkers and kind of enjoy a nice meal. And that was a couple set of meals. Kind of beyond that, I had like a nice breakfast at the airport and at the hotel and stuff. But yeah, otherwise, those two standout burger places. Because Illegal Burger was not something I even intended to go to. The Blue Moon Brewery, I love Blue Moon, so I was like, oh, I have to check this place out. But that Illegal Burger was something I just stumbled upon while I was trying to find a place to eat lunch while I was leaving the airport. So yeah, that was just kind of a luck of the draw to find, and it was just fantastic. So those are my two meals I wanted to talk about today, and a nice little brief bit of the show. But I also want to talk about something that I saw just the other day, which is Thor Ragnarok, which was the latest installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, I'm going to try and not have spoilers in this because it's still very early in release, and I don't want to spoil anyone who's watching Foodies to see this. So I will say that this movie is above and beyond the funniest Marvel movie that we've seen. Above Guardians, above Ant-Man, just hilarious. I laughed, I think, more in that movie than I have in some comedies, strict comedies that I've gone to see. The rapport between Bruce Banner and Thor and Hulk and Thor is just, I think it's better. I feel like every future Thor movie, if there is a future Thor movie, needs to have Bruce Banner / Hulk involved. They play off each other so well, and it really made for an interesting story. And when they talked about early in the show's run that this would be kind of the latter half of this movie would be kind of a road trip movie with Thor and Hulk, and I was like, okay, that'd be interesting. But they really brought their A game in this, and it was fantastic. Jeff Goldblum's character was also pretty spectacular in a very Jeff Goldblum way. It's definitely only a role he could pull off, and I kind of want to see him interact with the Collector, who's another level of him, if that ever becomes a thing that happens. I'm trying to think what else was good without trying to spoil anything. The director, who I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his name. It's a T name and then a W name, but it's I believe it's New Zealand is where he's from. Has a very distinct accent. He actually plays a mo-capped CGI character named Korg? Or Krog? All rock dude. He, I think, had the best lines in the movie. Some of the stuff he was saying, it's just either in the way is the hopeless optimist and just the way he was saying it. It just, yeah, he was the standout character I wasn't expecting to be my favorite going in. Definitely liked him. A lot of the other characters were good. I think Guardians of the Galaxy, when it came out, it blew the doors off the hinges of what we could do in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I think it played out really well in Thor Ragnarok. The interaction with Doctor Strange was great, which is not really spoiling anything because in the after credit scene of Doctor Strange, there's him sitting across Thor, which is basically a continuation of that scene in Thor Ragnarok. And there was a great scene involving that Thor had turned his hammer into an umbrella as like a cloaking device so he could walk around New York City without drawing any attention. And you know his thing about he can just hold his hand out and it'll basically summon the hammer to come straight to him. So having him just, he held his hand out for the hammer umbrella in the middle of Doctor Strange's house, and you just hear a bunch of stuff just getting broken as the hammer is swinging through all the ways, and you just see Thor cringing, going, "Sorry, sorry, sorry," and then it just comes flying through. It's like, yeah, it's above and beyond a great movie. It's definitely one of those ones that I feel like I could rewatch a couple times because it's not as intense or as deep. Because some of those movies, like, it's hard to watch more than once, but I think this one has a high rewatchability just alone for how the characters are represented. So, and I say I would stick around for the end. The post-credit scenes are going to be pretty funny, and they definitely kind of tee up where we're going beyond Thor Ragnarok. Also was a great trailer for Black Panther before the movie, which was expected. I was surprised we didn't get an Infinity War trailer, but I'm guessing they're probably going to hold that for Star Wars, since it's still a Disney property, and that's going to be about 6 months out for that movie. So that's probably when we'll see that movie, which I'm also pretty excited for, to see all these characters blended together and to see kind of how they all catch up with each other. But yeah, that's my not-spoilery review of Thor Ragnarok. I'm hoping that once everyone else sees it, we can do an in-depth version either on Foodies or on my show, The Poor Report, which you can check out on all social media at The Poor Report, as well as all the Foodies Watching Movies a social media, which Nate will, or Veronica or Lauren will talk about at the end of their show. So I guess with that, that's the end of my segment, keeping it in at a brisk 10 minutes. So thanks, guys, and I will be back soon.
And we're back. Sorry, folks. I was taking a... That was a pause for editing purposes.
I know. I was just making funny faces at Lauren.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Giggling all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got the giggle fits.
I'm tired.
So we should play some of the Foodies games, I think, now that we're back from the break. AP with a lovely little segment there. I can't wait to have already heard it. I know that's confusing, but mm-hmm. by the time this is done, yeah, you got it. Yeah,
moving on.
Anyways. What game do we want to start with or play or do?
I like the movie-to-movie game. You were kind of explaining to Lauren during our break how to play that.
Poorly. I was trying to give a great example, and I wasn't there on that one.
Well, do you even want to play a game?
Yeah, let's play a game. Of course No, let's not do the thing we said we're going to do. Yes, of course we're going to play the game. Please don't be getting sick, I know.
No,
I'm okay. I know.
Allergies.
It's the worst.
The weather, it's been crazy here. One day it's frigid. Bitch ass cold. The next day it's foggy and like 60 degrees, which I kind of liked.
Hey.
I like fall weather, but.
Oh my gosh. Remember the 5th of November?
Yeah.
Yeah, V for Vendetta reference.
Yeah.
We're Foodies Watching Movies. That's tomorrow, by the way.
I know, and that's my little son's birthday, and that's how I remember his birthday. I always say, remember the 5th of November.
You know what tomorrow's supposed to be?
My son's birthday.
But lots of storms.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. I know, it's the worst. The weather sucks right now.
The weather does suck. Like, it woke me up this morning because there was a huge thunderstorm. And I was not expecting to be woken up this morning by, like, thunder. It was like a movie, like a horror movie.
You're like, what? Because
I was all by myself. I was just like, oh.
Terrifying.
A little bit.
All right, so let's try this game out. So we are going to do... Lauren, pick a movie.
So much pressure.
Let's go with Ocean's 11.
Great. Okay, that was awesome. First pick.
Okay.
V. Second movie is.
Okay. How about Forrest Gump?
Okay. Wow. So Tom Hanks is a Forrest Gump movie. And Ocean's 11 is a George Clooney movie. How do we put
Brad
them
Pitt movie.
Brad Pitt movie.
There's so many people in Ocean's 11.
Yeah. Okay.
That you can utilize. So we're trying to connect Ocean's 11 to whatever I said.
What did you say?
Forrest Gump. Yeah, I said Forrest Gump.
I feel like that shouldn't be too hard.
No, I don't think so. In fact, I'll start, if that's okay.
You think you got it already?
Oh, I have to do the whole thing? I thought we were doing, like, passing them.
Oh, we can pass it around. I don't care if that's how you want to do it.
That was kind of fun.
Okay, sure.
We were doing it earlier.
Let's rock and roll. Give me a drink of this Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, you can have that. Okay, I'll go first.
This episode is not sponsored by Pepsi, by the way. We just happen to be drinking a lot of Pepsi.
Yeah, we didn't buy bottled water today. Absolutely. We don't have a filter thing. Whatever, you're distracting me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think about movies here.
Sorry.
Okay, so Tom Hanks was in Forrest Gump.
Yep.
And he was... Let's see. I keep wanting to think about Gary Sinise, but it's... Every time I think about Gary Sinise, I just think about Tom Hanks, because he was in, like, a ton of Tom Hanks movies. Like Apollo 13. And...
Yo, get out of it! Get out of it!
Nate, you take it away. Take it from here.
Okay, so Tom Hanks was in Apollo 13.
With Bill Paxton.
With Bill Paxton, who was in... Okay, gosh, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I want to be able to do this. Bill Paxton.
Shit.
Was in Twister with... I don't know if you want to use Philip Seymour Hoffman, because I think there's a Lebowski way to do this.
I was going to say, please don't do Helen Hunt. That would just be like a dead end.
No, Helen Hunt is definitely...
Well, you could
definitely...
do Helen Hunt to Mel Gibson or to Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
And Jack Nicholson was in The Departed with Matt Damon, who was in Ocean's 11. I did it! Yay! I win.
That was a good first round.
Okay. Okay, we can do this. We're awake.
Okay, I got it. I want to pick the movie to start this next round as... Let's do... I'm going to be interesting here. Wreck-It Ralph. So based on voice. So you got to use your voice head. If you have any questions, let me know. I know a lot about the cast, mostly.
Kinda. I know, you're a big dork and you like that movie and you made Oliver watch it. And he liked it.
I've never seen it.
What?
It was really cute. Oh, I enjoyed watching it the other day with Ollie. It was actually really cute. I liked it a lot. Don't they have like another one coming out?
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph 2 comes out next year, I do believe. Also Incredibles 2.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's this next year.
Oliver and I watched The Incredibles because you let us borrow your Blu-ray of it. And he loved that movie too. We watched it like twice.
Dash is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, that was
like The Flash.
Yeah, I love Holly Hunt. She's got that ridiculous voice where she chews on her words, you know?
You did that really good. That was great. Okay, so what movie? Okay, so Wreck-It Ralph 2. Who wants to pick the second movie? Lauren, do you want to pick the second movie? V, do you want to pick the second movie?
Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yeah, I don't know any of the cast of Wreck-It Ralph, so...
John C. Reilly, Jane Lynch... it's got Sarah Silverman.
You could go to Walk Hard.
Okay, with Dewey Cox, yeah. And who is it's John C. Reilly's in that alongside of...
I don't remember that movie other than it was a Johnny Cash ripoff. I remember thinking it was funny, but I don't remember like anything that happened in that movie. And Walk Hard.
Walk Hard had Jenna, what's her name? From The Office.
Oh, her. I like her.
What's her name? Jenna Fisher?
Yeah.
It also had Jane Lynch in it, but that kind of connects back
to itself.
What movie did you pick?
We didn't pick a movie. We just started talking about John C. Reilly movies.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to pick a movie that we need to connect. Connect Jurassic World to Wreck-It Ralph.
Whoa. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Do it, Nate. Do it. Do you have any ideas, Lauren?
We're getting all the way from like Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard to John C. Reilly and Jane Lynch.
Yeah, and there's a couple ways to do it.
Didn't Lauren already do it? Didn't she say that John C. Reilly was in some Walk Hard with Jenna Fisher, who is in The Office with Chris Pratt,
but
who
that's
is in Jurassic World?
That's not a movie.
Oh, but The Office isn't a movie, so it doesn't count?
Correct.
Oh.
So you can't...
Okay.
That's a wormhole. You can't wormhole a TV like that.
Okay, I didn't know that was a rule. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You just rip a hole in the fabric of space-time doing it that way.
Whatever.
I don't know. I'm just being dumb.
Okay, so rethinking it.
Okay, so Chris Pratt was also in... You get Chris Pratt. You have to get him out.
Oh, you can go to Guardians route.
Go to Guardians, because if you go to Guardians 1 or 2, either way, the cast is large enough that you can tie yourself back to John C. Reilly through any number of means but I think...
John C. Reilly was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, he fucking was.
I did it again. I win. Oh my gosh. And I'm back in the game.
That was a one move, one movie move.
Wow.
That was incredible.
I guess I picked a shitty movie to connect it to, my bad.
But you didn't know. That's the glory know. Of this game.
Correct. Do you want to do one more?
Sure, we'll do a couple more.
It is funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe we can do the filmography thing next for a few minutes.
Okay, Lauren, pick a movie.
Ooh.
Any movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did you want to do the filmography thing instead?
No, we'll do one more round of movie to movie first. That's fine.
Any movie, huh?
Yeah, pick any movie you want. Maybe pick an older movie. It doesn't have to be like an old movie, just like...
I'll do Scream.
Ooh, good one.
Okay, so connect Scream to Interstellar.
Interstellar, which one was that?
That had Matthew McConaughey. Matthew
McConaughey. That's right. Yeah. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
Who played his daughter? Wasn't it Jessica Chastain?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was also in The Martian, which I swear has to have some direct link to that movie.
Even wait, what movie are we connecting again?
It's Interstellar to Scream.
Oh, okay. So who was in Scream? Lars... Or one Lars, what's his name? Skeet Ulrich.
Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, I was going for that. I was thinking about Metallica. Was in
Scream.
No. No, the dude from fucking Jericho. God, I loved that show. Did you ever watch Jericho?
No.
I have it on DVD if you ever want to. It was a really good show. I think it was on CBS or something. And it was about a nuclear war.
Canceled before its time.
Oh my God, I know. And then they came back with, they did like two seasons. And then, like, a graphic novel for the third season. And I think they're, like, continuing it with something. Anyway, that was a tangent. We were talking about Scream. So it's Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
Drew Barrymore to... I think I might have it already.
Wow.
Okay, let me see here. Damn. Drew Barrymore was in Scream, but she was also in 51st States with Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Who was in something with...
I got it.
Okay, do it.
Okay, so Drew Barrymore was in 51st States with Adam Sandler. Who Adam Sandler was in... Oh, I can't remember which one I want to use. Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller. I can't think what it's called. I had it, and it's gone.
You lost it.
Yeah.
Wah.
Because... hold on, though. Wait a minute. So, Adam Sandler, you could go to...
Why'd you have to pick Interstellar? There's like two people in that movie. Jessica Chastain and Matthew McConaughey. I guess if you do like Matthew McConaughey if we do this backwards, like Interstellar first, we could do...
Matthew McConaughey was also in Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller. That's why I'm trying to get the Ben Stiller card to drop with Adam Sandler, and I can't remember what the movie is they were
okay
together.
Well, who else was in Tropic Thunder?
Jack Robert Black Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
Now what was the other movie?
Interstellar to Scream.
Scream.
Drew Barrymore.
Uh-huh.
Is your route out.
Or Nev Campbell or Rose McGowan. Matthew Lillard, all those people.
Shit.
Are we failing?
I feel like, yeah.
No, hold on. I'll get it.
Matthew McConaughey's been in enough movies with, what's that chick's name? Goldie Hawn's daughter, Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson is bound to have been in some awful rom-com with Adam Sandler, right? Or somebody like that. Let me think.
I'm going to get this. Ben Stiller, Adam Sandler.
Do we need like a timer?
They were, weren't they? What was that? They were fucking dads. They're dads. I can't remember what the movie is called.
Grown Ups?
Grown Ups, right?
Yeah. The one with Chris Rock?
Yeah, yeah. And Kevin James?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Stiller's in that.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Why are you going the Ben Stiller route? He makes no sense.
Because he's in Tropic Thunder. I don't know. It's there.
Why are you going the Tropic Thunder route? How is that related to Interstellar?
Because Matthew McConaughey. That's the best way out because Tropic Thunder has a lot of great different cast people.
Okay.
Oh, got it.
Okay. You don't need to go to Ben Stiller. You could go to...
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr., who was in
Captain America Civil War with Paul Rudd, who was in
Or you could go to Iron Man.
Ooh. Damn, this is hard. This one's difficult. I think we found a a confusing one, which is good.
Interstellar.
Drew Barrymore was in E.T. I don't have any people in E.T. that I can think of.
Wait.
Oh, snap.
What?
So, Drew Barrymore was also in Batman with Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey.
And George Clooney.
Different Ways Out.
No, not George Clooney. Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Correct. So those are Different Ways Out. So Drew Barrymore to Jim Carrey. Does Jim Carrey get us to anybody that connects there?
Well, what movies has Jessica Chastain been in?
The Martian with Matt Damon.
She was in The Help.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that.
She was in that movie.
I did not see that movie.
Viola Davis and
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Allison Janney.
There's this. You can go the Emma Stone route, right?
Because Emma Stone.
Emma Stone was in Spider-Man. Or not Spider-Man. Emma Stone was in the Birdman movie with Michael Keaton, who is in Spider-Man Homecoming with Paul Rudd, who is in. Where was the Paul Rudd connection you were going?
No, there was no. Oh, because Paul Rudd was in Captain America Civil War with Robert Downey Jr., who was in Tropic Thunder with Matthew McConaughey, who was in Interstellar.
Okay. Okay, wow, that was
So let's read that back, though.
We don't need to. It's been voiced. None. It's recorded. Let's move on with our lives.
No, because I want to make sure we got it right.
Okay.
So
Jessica Chastain. That's where we started, right?
No, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey was in Tropic Thunder.
With Robert Downey Jr.
With Robert Downey Jr.
Who was in
Captain America.
With Paul Rudd.
With Paul Rudd, who was in... what did you say?
No, it was what you said. Oh, because I said Captain America Civil War with Paul Rudd.
Right.
But before that...
I had the Paul Rudd connection.
Yeah, I don't remember what you said.
I don't remember what I said either. We'll just have to listen back.
I guess that's what we're going to do. Yeah, that's the plan here. Let's move on to the filmography thing.
Okay.
I feel unsatisfied with that movie.
I know. Damn it. Now I'm going to think about it. How the hell did I connect Paul Rudd to what other movie? To Drew Barrymore?
Yeah. Through Scream. It was Scream to Interstellar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Paul difficult. Rudd was in so many movies.
I already forgot the connection.
Yeah.
That's all messed up and
okay.
That was convoluted. It was. That's like we just traveled into our own time stream to try to figure out a mystery and met ourselves and got confused that we met ourselves and ran off into the abyss.
Like, I don't know what the fuck just happened. I just lost my entire train of thought. Let's move on. Maybe not another game. What was some of the other things we were going to talk about?
Well, I don't really know if there's a whole lot. I mean, we're gearing up for Star Wars.
Yeah, we were going to talk about all of the upcoming things that we wanted to see because we're going to see Justice League and we wanted to see Thor. Yeah. And what else is coming up that we need to know about?
Okay, so like I was saying, I kind of want to see Jigsaw, by the way.
Did you end up watching Raw?
That movie's dope.
Wasn't it amazing?
That movie's awesome. I want her to watch it. I don't know if you'll be able to handle it. It's kind of intense, but...
Yeah. It's I have so much negativity in my life as it is. I don't want it in my entertainment, which is why I can't watch American Horror Story anymore, because, like, I tried watching an episode of it this morning because I didn't have anything to do today for once in my freaking life, and I was really, like, put off by it, and I decided not to watch it anymore.
I'm going to pull... Oh, go ahead.
I really enjoyed Raw, though.
I didn't see that yet.
Like I said, it's really, really good. It's just the imagery is pretty fucked up, but the story is super interesting.
Yeah,
that's where they get me.
Yeah,
like it's some.
Well, what's it about?
Essentially, cannibalism in some weird form.
Cannibalism as a metaphor for like human sexuality.
Correct.
Interesting.
It's French.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. makes more sense.
Okay, so I'm going to pull up movies coming out in 2017. So we can talk about...
Murder on the Orient Express comes out next week. I know this because I'm going to go see it. Or this week, actually, it comes out, like, well...
Talk about drama!
This upcoming Friday, it comes out because I'm going to go see it with my book club.
Oh, cool.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Awesome!
I need to read all of it before Friday, though, because I just ordered it on Amazon. Even though I read like...
Oh, you're behind on your homework.
Yeah. Even though it's a very short book, it's only like maybe like 180 pages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
well, let me know if it's any good, because I'm interested in seeing that. I love a good period piece movie, you know. I'm all about the costumes and shit.
So, it looks like, as of right now, there's like, you know, not a ton of stuff coming out right away. There's Justice League, Thor, we've said those.
Mm-hmm.
Coco is coming out. It's like an animated movie. It's about like this kid who I don't know if he can see his dead relatives, but like he starts to like learn the ways of the dead. It's an animated Pixar, I think.
Oh, I think I saw a trailer for that.
Yeah.
On something. I'm sure Oliver will end up wanting to see that.
And then in December, Jumanji's coming out in December. I don't know why.
God, that makes me feel old.
That is going to be awful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. not excited for that movie.
And I love Karen. Mm-hmm.
I love her too, but I feel like she's just going to play a big bimbo in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one I'm excited for in December.
I've seen her Instagram pictures and videos of her like running around the jungle like in like a crop top and like short shorts.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. You're going to get bit by something.
I feel like it's going to be like big failure.
It was filmed all in Hawaii, which mm-hmm. doesn't make any sense to me because the original Jumanji was filmed in like New England.
Mm-hmm. In the fall.
Yeah.
They're just...
Well, it's in all fairness, it's not a remake. It's just a
new adaptation.
A sequel.
Yeah, it's a new adaptation.
Yeah, there's a lot of that happening again, which I don't like because the whole Hocus Pocus thing.
It can't be a prequel, though. It can't, like, explain
how... No, it's not a prequel. No. It's going to be, like, just another story about this board game getting found.
It's a sequel reboot where whatever. The board game is not a board game. It's a video game.
Right, it's a video game. It's for the modern age.
Yeah, which is kind of like did you ever see Stay Alive?
Yes.
Same kind of concept. Train of our existence. Motherfuck, we can never get away with it on a podcast.
Yeah, but you know what? You never hear it on the recordings.
Oh, you do.
I haven't.
Trust me. I
Where'd
hear
that
it.
Bag of Halloween candy go? I just had like a mini Twix and now I'm like, it's hiding over there somewhere. I need all of it.
A big bag of candies in that Best Buy bag. I feel like, is that the all Tootsie Roll bag though?
I don't want Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Roll bag.
I want good candy.
I think it's behind that. You can go searching for it. I'm excited for The Disaster Artist in December. We've talked about that a little bit here, the movie about The Room, if you will remember.
Is that supposed to be like the worst movie of all time?
Yeah, The Room is supposed to be the worst movie of all time because Tommy was so... I wish V was over here helping talk about this one.
Attack of the Yawns.
Oh, Attack of the Yawns, which means that Foodies Watching Movies might have just been dubbed Revenge of the Yawns.
Oh,
the
man.
The third time. Oh, no.
Okay, that's I'm back. What were we talking about? We're talking about The Room, right?
No, we're talking about The Disaster Artist. These are movies coming out.
Oh, I can't wait to see
December.
That movie. It's getting like incredible critical praise.
Come on, James Franco, Dave Franco, and Seth Rogen. It's a fucking win.
Ugh.
Easily. So that's December
1st. Like,
I
want to hate it. I just want to hate it, but I'm not going to. Look, I'm going to really probably like this movie.
Did you see this movie, The Disaster Artist? It's reason 493 why we should all get MoviePass. Do you know about MoviePass? $10 a month, you can get one movie a day in theaters. They work at AMC Theaters.
So essentially you could get like
it's a subscription
30 movies
to Netflix.
For $10?
Correct. It's a subscription to Netflix for theaters, essentially. And you can go at any time and see one movie
a day. They probably
make
their money back in snacks that you buy.
But here's the cool part. When you get a thing to MoviePass and you go through the AMC thing, they take your StubHub's card. And it's counting as you bought an actual ticket. So those points...
I don't have a StubHub's card.
Well, you should get one. Right, because the
points, that actually has come in handy. We've gotten like discounts and
tons of kickbacks.
Yeah,
all the time.
It's worth it to do it. Free movies. Yeah, it's free to sign up.
I think it's free to sign up, and then there's like, I don't remember. There's like some sort of bonus thing you can do.
I have no idea.
There's like a premium subscription that gives you like early access and double point weekends and stuff. But if you get MoviePass, the money spent is like towards your ticket counts as if you bought an actual ticket. So even though you're spending less money, it's like you spent like
you get the points.
So if three people go, it's like $40 to go. You get those $40 worth of points. So going to the movies two or three times in a week ends up making you to the point where you get like free concessions because you've made enough points back.
Just for just $10 a month.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I feel like that's not real.
It is real. It's real life. And you can have it now.
I'm not used to things working out in real life.
Correct.
That's why I don't trust it.
Word.
You say this as you're like binge eating Kit Kats.
I know. Yeah, I'm having a Three Musketeer. I just smashed this
nougat.
Kit Kat.
It's all about the nougat. Hey, that's a great...
The nougat.
That goes into Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We're going to binge watch the shit out of that tonight.
And folks, look for next week, episode 165 of Journey into Comics. It is going to be our Stranger Things special. We'll be having some guests on to talk about Stranger Things. So, what do we have left here? We're talking about movies. Oh, that's right. I'm going to finish up this list, and then we'll get on out of here. This is for December. So The Shape of Water is coming out. I don't know if you guys saw anything about that.
What the hell is that?
It's Guillermo del Toro's next movie.
Ooh.
And it's like
I do love
super,
his movies.
Super artsy. Just go look at the poster for The Shape of Water. It's like ridiculous.
Now I'm super excited about that because when I was in L.A., not the last time, but the time before, I went to the LACMA for the first time, and they had an exhibit on Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
And all of like his – he curated this like – you know, thing.
Do Pan's Labyrinth. And
yeah, he did Pan's
the
Labyrinth.
Backbone and
Hellboy.
Hellboy movies, yeah. And I got some pictures of a lot of cool shit, and he had tons of amazing art, like a collection of old, like Walt Disney sketches and stuff, and they were all real dark ones, you know,
I
like Maleficent.
He himself is an artist.
He is.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures that he's like posted online about like his collections and his art and his home and whatnot, and it's all just like crazy amazing shit. Mm-hmm. And the artistry of his movies is, and he's so creepy. And he co-wrote one of my favorite book series, The Strain. It's about vampires.
I love that show.
Yeah, and I haven't seen the last season of it.
Was it on FX?
It was on FX.
Oh,
did it get moved?
No, it got canceled.
Oh, it got canceled? Did they do a final season?
Yeah, they did.
They wrapped it up. Season. Well, I read the books when they first came out because my friend suggested it to me, and it was the year that I went to Bali, and I had like a 24-hour plane ride. So I got these books on my phone, my iPhone. And I read them on the airplane, which was the worst idea ever because the beginning of The Strain starts with a dead airplane with like that's like sitting on the runway and everybody inside it is dead, and then they become vampires and blah blah blah. Spoiler alert! But it was the scariest fucking book I've ever read, like next to The Shining.
That's kind of how Fringe begins, only not with vampires. Begins on a plane with that like with that virus thing that gets released.
Exactly. Have you read these books?
No.
The Strain, and the second one I think is The Fall, and the third one's called The Night Eternal. I have all three of them if you want to borrow them, but they're scary as hell. Really fun to read.
Only got a couple
and
movies.
Super sad, but it's good.
Only got a couple movies left in before the year's up that really are worth talking about. Obviously, the next Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, comes out December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited for that movie. Did you see the last one in theaters?
Mm-mm.
Do you like Star Wars that much? Mm-hmm. You do?
We'll have to go and see it.
Really, really, really cannot wait for this movie.
As far as like nerd movies go, my strongest nerd areas are probably in like the Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings is dope. Yeah. I like Lord of the Rings quite a bit too. I've got the Blu-ray collector's editions with the 4-hour expanded edition movies.
Holy shit. Nerds. I own the extended editions on Amazon Instant Video. I don't own the Blu-rays though, so I own all of them so I can pretty much watch them whenever I want.
Hell yeah. I still haven't seen the last Hobbit movie. I'll do that someday.
The Battle of the Five Armies? You haven't seen that
correct. Yet? Correct. I didn't see the end. I ended
Me
on
either.
Desolation of Smaug.
Me too.
Jumanji is coming out. We talked about that a little bit. We already talked about
that. Horseshit.
And then it looks like Pitch Perfect 3 is coming out.
That's I loved the first one.
That should be the end of it, though. I mean, let's
I think it is. Let's just let it go. I actually think that they are ending
I hope that they do. They're just beating that to the fucking death.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. But I did enjoy the first one. I will say that. And I wasn't really particularly a fan of Anna Kendrick just because I found her to be kind of annoying.
I hope that Magic Mike XXL was like the last Magic Mike movie that they're going to
I didn't see that either.
Never saw any
I saw the first one. I watched the first one.
I went to go see Magic Mike XXL with my friend Olivia from high school.
Olivia.
Our friend Candace and our friend Emily. We all went to high school together. We all graduated together. We went to go see it the summer that it came out. I had not moved back yet. Mm. I was still living in Seattle. I was just visiting for the summer.
Olivia was the one who let me, who got me into that the Strain series.
Really?
Yeah. She's really into Stephen King, too. Mm-hmm. I was the one who gave her the idea for her bitchin' Stephen King tattoo. She's got a Shining tattoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found it online, and I sent the picture of it to her, and she had it. Got it tattooed on, and I thought that was awesome.
Damn. That's
Shout out to Olivia.
All right. Well, is there anything else we want to add to this episode? You guys good? Feel good about
wrapping? I feel good about it. Yeah. I feel good. I feel like I need to eat a little bit more of this Halloween candy.
Okay. Well, we'll do the regular dig plugs here.
All right.
As always, folks, you can check out Foodies Watching Movies on all the different social media sites, whether it's Facebook at Foodies Watching Movies, Instagram at Foodies Watching Movies, or on Twitter at Film Foodies. Also, get all of our episodes on the Journey Into Comics Network at journeyintocomics.com or all the different podcasting platforms, whether it's iTunes, Podbean, Google Play Music, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Downcast, Podchaser. There's so many ways to listen to us. Also, don't forget to become a patron. It's $1 or $3. If you give us $1, you get early access to every episode we release. And if you give us $3, you get exclusive content, stuff that we're only putting out on our Patreon for our patrons. So that's all I've got. Check out the next episode of Foodies Watching Movies because it will be, you guys are going to be so excited, our Thanksgiving special.
Friendsgiving. I'm so excited. Oh my God, Thanksgiving is my second favorite holiday next to Halloween because we feast like kings and it's magnificent.
It's going to be amazing.
I mean, just listen to this, Lauren. My mom makes White Castle stuffing. Like she makes stuffing out of White Castle cheeseburgers and it's the bomb.
Slider stuffing.
Yeah, it's really good. And she also makes the other stuffing really with good. The bacon, which I always love too. Delicious. Yeah, so we're going to have a Friendsgiving.
I think it'll
so when are we eating?
Yeah.
So this one comes out on Wednesday this week, which is like the 9th, I think. So then the next episode would come out on the
it's got to be the 8th.
It's the 8th. So then that would be
because Saturday is the 11th.
Okay.
Correct,
yeah. So then the I think the 15th.
Okay, so yeah, Wednesday is the 8th. Yeah. So the 15th would be
Journey into Wrestling.
So the 22nd.
Which is right before.
Which is
Thanksgiving.
Black Wednesday.
The day before.
Or Blackout Wednesday, whatever.
So we're doing the Foodies episode on Blackout Wednesday.
We won't probably record it on Blackout Wednesday, probably the weekend before.
Okay. We'll figure this out some other time.
We'll do this not on the air here, folks. But yeah. If that's going to do it for this episode of shit, I almost did Journey into Comics.
Journey into Food
God
and shit.
Damn it. Fuck. Start over. Cut. Okay, do it again. Here we go. So if that's going to do it for this episode of Foodies Watching Movies, this was episode 5 of season 2. I have been your host, Nate.
And Veronica.
Lauren.
And we will see you guys later. Eat well.